Well, Liam, you told us over the weekend you were going to consider the offer from Solihull, and here you are.
Yeah, I sort of got back Saturday night, and spoke to my family about it, and it was always going to be a tough decision to sort of turn down, with the standard of football and obviously my ambitions as a football manager. And when I sort of got home on Saturday, it was an emotional day Saturday, especially obviously getting an equaliser at the end as well, and knowing there's a replay Tuesday, knowing I had a decision to make as well. So, but look, I spoke to the club in length on Saturday night as well, and they understood my reasons for going, and obviously it's a great opportunity for me to again go a new level and go and learn and go and make Solihull successful.
And you're in charge now of the biggest club in this area now, Solihull Moors, because they're in the National League, of course.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons in coming. The fact that the standard of football, they were fantastic last season in winning the league and under Marcus, and they've done well. They've sort of adapted well to life in the Conference National as well. And I want to come in now and put my stamp on things, but also make sure we keep things ticking over, because like I say, the group of players are believing. It's a good group of players, and it's going to be a challenge, a new test, and obviously over the next sort of month or so, we're going to get to find out about each other, about what I want, and working with the players. But no, I'm looking forward to it, and like I say, it's a big football club, and I'm looking forward to getting started.
And you've come a long way in a short space of time. You started at Redditch at the age of 27. You've been to Hensford. Now you're here at Solihull at 31. So you've done a lot in a relatively short space of time, Liam.
Yeah, I think, I've always had ambition. I think the reason why I stopped playing football was the fact I wanted to give it a good go as being a football manager. And it's been a passion since probably I was about 24. I've always thought, I was one of those players that would have always gone into management at some sort of level. Obviously, Redditch gave me a fantastic opportunity with the lack of experience I had. But I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I think it's always difficult to sort of separate the two from playing and getting that enjoyment to being a manager. But a manager wins all day long for me. Obviously, a few people question the fact of sort of retiring from football to pursue this, but I think I've worked hard over the years. It hasn't been a lot, I know, and I've had help throughout the way, and I've had a bit of luck, and obviously I find myself here now after my fourth season of management, and it's a great story for me and one for my family, but also it's been a lot of hard work as well.